Everybody, hello. We kind of have to change how we're saying things these days because we're now starting at 10 a.m. Pacific time, which changes the time frame for everybody else. But this is Tracy Mahan, and I would like to bring on my amazing, beautiful, wonderful, creative, intelligent, intuitive, psychic healer, Cherry Divine.
Hello, everybody. It was so fun. We're talking about another subject altogether, and all of a sudden it announced we were to bring in the show, and I heard Tracy go, "In me?" Or then there was a space. But yes, it's this new time. It's kind of amazing, and it kind of befuddles me a little bit at first, getting used to it. But I'm happy everybody's joining us, because I'll tell you what, from what I can see, we have a pretty good amount of people on our call-in board.
Yeah. Hello, everyone. We'll see you in the second half.
Yes. Oh, and you know what I did forget to do? Since,
open the Black Card chat room, am I right?
That is right. So here we go. We're getting ready. We will be there just ASAP. So, it's interesting. Come on.
Sounded a little distracted. While you're doing that, I'm going to tell everyone how to get to Cat Media, too, in the Facebook chat room. We do have another chat that we have open, and it stays. We love this one. We can post pictures. We can be there all week. It is Cat Media, too, on Facebook. It is a private group. We would love for you to come over and join us over there. We are able to do a lot more in that chat room. And if you're listening in the archives, you can still go over and participate in the chat. So Cat Media 2, C-A-T for Cat Media, M-E-D-I-A, and then the number 2 right after that A, no space. And then come join us over there. We'll do our best to watch for new members wanting in and get you over there to chat with us. We do have a chat banner at the top of the page. It is a beautiful little picture of red foil, the gifts, as we were talking earlier. And it says chat, and that's where we want you to chat with us. So, Cherry, it's a lovely day.
It is
a very lovely
day. Oh, my gosh. The sun shines out. It's absolutely beautiful. And I finally got the chat room opened on Blog Talk. So, hello, everybody.
How would people call us if they wanted us to do a reading for them in the second half?
How in the hell am I supposed to know? No, just sorry, you couldn't resist. Well, it's just
so much for that intuitive piece.
And, well, it just happened. I was working with the chat room, and it's like, really, a number? But the number is 646-668-8389. So please, if you would like to present one question to us at the half hour, call in at 646-668-8389. And yes, I intuitively pulled that in, number, everything.
Know, there's always a reason I have you do the number, and it's because you go into that phone number voice, and it's always a delight for me. I'm giggling over here. I'm going to add to that, have one question ready, because we love you guys, and we love your story. But sometimes people want to tell their entire life story on the show when they're asking their question. And we're going to ask you to please just have the question. We don't need the backstory. We just need the question. So as much as we love you, we want to get to everybody that's calling in, or at least as many as we can. So in kindness to everybody, let's just do the question. And then if you want to tell us your story and get a little bit more involved, both Cherry and I are available after the show to do readings, so you can book a reading with us, cherrydivine.com, tracymahan.com. Go find us and figure out what it is you would like us to do for you under our services, and contact us. We would love to get deeper with you. So there we go.
Cherry, is.
Before we dive in, before we get really in love with this show, notice I'm using the word love a lot because our theme is love, just saying. Tell me what it is you got coming up, and who is our special guest next week?
Oh, my goodness. In February, I am co-facilitating a wonderful retreat on the Big Island of Hawaii with Vicki Pruitt. She does what's called TRE, trauma release energy, or exercise, excuse me. And she also does, I've got to ground just a bit, astrology, so and astrological influences. So if you visit cherrydivine.com and go to the Hawaiian retreat or 2018 retreats, because we do them in both the Big Island and in Mount Shasta, California, you will find the information there. And Vicky is our guest next week, so this is going to be really, really good. I'm excited. I'm very excited.
I'm very excited for you guys, because this is going to be a thing for you guys. I'm loving it. I'm loving Julia came over and joined us in the Cat Media too. So welcome, Julia, over to Cat Media. Can't wait see you chatting in there. Get the chat going. We've got this chat page. We need some chatters. Get over there. Start chatting. Okay.
Well, then it. You know what's really fun about the retreat is we did our first one this year at the end of January, 1st of February. You couldn't have asked for a more magical experience. I mean, it was like everything that supports life was right there. Pele performed her magic, or gifted us with the dance of fire. I'm going to just speak about that just a second. Tracy, is that okay?
Sure. Yeah.
We went up to the volcanoes, and one of our group talked to one of the I'm not grounded, so words aren't coming to me easily. But
and every time you say that, I'm gonna giggle.
You just go for it, giggle. Anyway, because the moment I started talking about the retreat, my energy went flying off. But anyway, we talked to one of the people there, and they said, you're not going to see the lava. It's been below the surface for weeks now. It's not coming up. And I'm standing on this little rock wall they have, and all of a sudden I hear, call the seven sisters together. And so I told Vicky gathered the girls, and then all of a sudden I felt this huge all of energy that was outside of my heart chakra, and it was warm, it was tingly, it was amazing, and it was the size of about larger than a basketball. And the next thing you know, the lava starts coming up from the crater, and it just keeps going and going and going. And then all of a sudden I hear Pele in my head, and she goes, I am gifting you with the dance of fire. And then a park host came, stuck up a large camera, and people started going getting pictures. Well, I was one of the last people to get a picture of it. As soon as I got my picture, the lava went away. It was gone. It was done.
Wow.
One of the girls that was with us said, could you ask her to do it again? And I put it out there, and I just got, nope, that was it. I mean, that type of experience happened over and over and over again. I mean, whales showed up and came close to shore where they normally don't. Part of our group swam with 75 to 100 dolphins. I mean, right there, it was just, but the main thing is about self-empowerment, self-love, honoring who you are and claiming your personal power and, you know, being present in you. And so there's so much to it, but wow, feel free to come and join us. We have about four spaces left open. It is a magical, magical time.
And where would they find that information, darling?
You can go to www.cherrydivine.com, and up at the top it says 2018 retreats, and you click on it, and the Hawaiian experience is the very first one. So there you go, kids. Now you have it.
I'm reading in the chat room. I'm sorry. I'm laughing at Linda. Linda's now on the West Coast for a job, her and her hubby, and she's saying, you changed your show just in time to a rational hour, or you changed your show time to a rational hour just in time. Because now she's just we're accommodating you because we knew you had to make this move, and you're no longer listening to us at a rational hour.
That's it. And Lisa's saying, a rare treat listening live again. So apparently our time change is
going to be a good one.
It's working well.
And so. Julia's all about love in there. She listened to my show on, which was my last show, by the way, for my blog talk show on Monday night. And I had Carrie on. And Carrie was talking crystals, and she gave Julia a rose quartz for love. And then today we're talking about love. So she's surrounded. Julia's surrounded with love. And it's just another confirmation for you, Julia. I love it. So
yes.
I'm going to jump in real quick about my Patreon page, and then we can jump into love.
Okay.
So I'm starting in January. I'm going to start a weight and health management group on the Patreon page. I'm going to post a link to the Patreon page on my Facebook. It's there on my website. It's there. And then I'll also post it in the Facebook chat room. I do not have access to the Blog Talk chat room because when I do that, it knocks Cherry off. So I will not do it there. But what I'm doing is once a week, I'm going to hold a virtual meeting via Zoom. And anyone that is part of the tier three group of the Patreon page can join in. And what we're going to do is we're going to talk about the things that are working, not working. And while we're talking about things, I'm going to be taking notes, and then I'll base my hypnosis scripts around weight loss and health and our weight management, health management. And I'll base it on what we've talked about in our group session. And then that way it's more personalized to the group. And then I'll post it to the Patreon page. So in order to be part of that group, go over to the patreon.com/TracyMahan. And it's patreon.com/TracyMahan, TracyMahan. It is only $8 a month, not a week, not a day, a month to be part of this group. And I would really love to see a lot of you guys get over there, and we'll start supporting each other in better health and better weight, whatever it is that we choose we want to work on. And that's the other thing, is we can choose to work on some other things as well. So it's going to be a phenomenal group for a very low price. And that's patreon.com, Tracy Mahan. Once a week, starting in January, we will meet up, virtual meetup, and I will post a hypnosis recording according to our meetup. Okay, I think that's my big push. So, okay,
that
now
is
we can start on love.
Well, you know, and that's great. And what I do want them to know out there is we didn't discuss what the topic of the show would be when Tracy was bringing her show on last Monday.
No.
So it was just what came in. Tracy was oblivious to it, and I made up banners and said, here. So apparently,
I was like, well, that made it easy.
You know, and the thing about it is apparently we're here to remember that this wonderful holiday season, no matter what it is you celebrate, isn't about what you give in the physical world or what you do other than opening your heart and just love. This whole season's love. And it's something to carry on into next year, you know, and forward in a daily way. So
yeah,
that's why that came. You know, the greatest gift of all is love. And it starts with giving it to yourself. You know,
mm-hmm.
we're all connected. We're all one. And the moment you love who you are, honor who you are, and support who you are loving, honoring, and supporting all of life.
Mm.
So,
good.
Do you mind if I take a second or two, or maybe a minute or two, and do just a little exercise that the group gave me?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then we won't do it.
See,
let's
we get
go
more
on
sleep. We get more sleep when we become very ornery.
So, that's it.
Go
well,
ahead.
You go ahead and do whatever it is you want to do, Tracy.
I feel like we're arm wrestling hysterically here. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, we're just having fun. Okay, I would like each and every person who is listening in this one moment to close their eyes. Let them close in gentleness. Let them close in the knowing of safety that surrounds you and holds you and supports you. And take a deep beautiful breath all the way into your heart chakra. Hold that breath for a second, feeling it in the center of your heart chakra, and feel that breath of life and that breath of light move all the way through and out from the heart chakra as you exhale. Do note there is a slight hesitation with our sentence there for a moment. That it has nothing to do with us or our support of you. It only represents the fear-based resistance mankind has been in. So again, children of Earth, take a deep breath of life and light into the center of your heart chakra. Let this life, let this light activate the love that is all that you are, the essence of you. And now allow that light, that life, that love to permeate every cell of your body. Let it raise your vibration. Let it raise and bring your frequency in its musical and magical way. Feel the freedom. Feel the love. Feel the being of ultimate light that you are. Now, children, as you have responded so wonderful, we ask that you send this love out into your world. To each and every form of life there is, let it touch without fear and unfettered. Allow this vibration to hold you and be you from these moments forward. For children of Earth, we are always supporting you in love. We have never left you. We will not leave you. And we recognize all that you are. Again, breathe into your hearts. Only this time feel the amazing light being that you are and the essence of love that is your natural state. And send it out into the world. There we go. So, yay, I'm all tingly.
You tingles. Know,
tingle, tingles. Tingle bell, tingle bell. I couldn't resist. Okay, yeah, I got season. Way too much.
I love it. I know,
I got way too much sleep, but I'm also not very grounded at this moment. And so, you know, many times people think that the spiritual walk is such hard work and you got to be so blasted serious. Do you know you move faster through your spiritual path and walk and in lessons and experiences with love, light, and laughter? So, you know, yeah.
There we go. Julie is saying, at least it wasn't Tinkle Bell. Tinkle Bell.
Well,
I don't know. If we get
laughing
too hard, it could be Tinkle Bell.
It could be because I've got tea in my hand right now. If that's the case, I'll say, hey, Trace, take over. Got to be back in a minute.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
That's too funny.
Yeah.
That was a beautiful way to get this started. And look, it's putting everybody in the chat room in this wonderful mood.
It is.
You know, we do have this beautiful holiday we call Christmas coming up. What is that, on Monday?
Yes, it
I'm so bad. I don't even know. I'm just like, Christmas. I got to get stuff. I
got to
get things.
I am so... I'm so happy you said Monday because I kept thinking I'm leaving for California on Saturday. I leave for California on Sunday. That's Christmas Eve day. And, you know, there's a whole bunch of people out there that don't celebrate Christmas. They celebrate
ground
other holidays. And they're just as precious, just as special. So, yeah.
Yeah, I have friends that are doing Hanukkah and definitely not the only holiday out there. It's just the one that I recognize. So,
well, yeah,
the one I brought up.
Yeah.
So
that's the one I recognize. I just love it all. So, and there is no snow for us this year at Christmas. We have beautiful sunny blue skies, but it's going to be crisp. really crisp, like cold crisp. Yeah. Like bundle up.
Well, I like that though, you know. It's I just like sunny skies. So this time of year is nice because you can still bundle up in the fun, cozy clothes and the sun's still on you, but it's a little crisp and I like it.
You and me too. I just like it. I do. I like it. Okay.
I like it a lot.
Hey, I'm having, you know, I'm just not serious at all today.
No, and I'm sitting here sipping on my coffee, getting less and less serious as we go. But, you know, you were right. Love is, our laughter is a great way to lift the energy and bring us into that loving energy. It's easier when we're laughing. Things just don't feel so heavy anymore. And it's definitely a good way to get this Wednesday started. Let's do it in laughter.
Well, and that's it. And they do have laugh therapy, and it releases endorphins. So, and you know, yesterday I was talking to Tracy about the energy of yesterday, and Saturn went into Capricorn. And I did have a day where many of my clients were struggling. And so today is very refreshing for me because by the time I went to bed last night, I was pretty well, fatigued. And so getting up today and just having this whole different supportive energy, and that's one of the things I've always noticed is when we think in the terms of love and laughter, we get such a great energy boost. Where when we hold our minds on the fear-based reality that mankind has created, and please understand, mankind created it. It is not the true existence of all life. Then things do get heavy and weighted down, and you feel as if you can't move forward. Or as, you know, as you take one step forward, all of a sudden you take 2 to 4 backwards. And so when this is happening, instead of just working with the struggle and continuing to struggle, take a break, take a breath, go into your heart, fill it with love, let it move into every particle of who you are, send it out in the world, and then find something to look at that brings you a smile, feels loving and supportive, and laugh. It'll change the direction of everything. Or stay where you are. It's up to you, you know.
Right.
You may have a journey.
We forget we have choices.
Yes.
Choices.
Yeah. And some people's journey is to stay, you know, in a time, you know, just not very comfortable. So that's okay too. I mean, I get there now and then and I don't like it. I don't like it when I'm there.
Oh,
I just don't like it.
I'm giving you a hug.
Thank you. Thank you. Hugs are good. But those spaces do not last nearly as long as they used to. I just visit them. Okay. You know, oh my goodness. Goodness, goodness. How fun are we today?
We are fun. We're always fun.
Yes. Yes, we
and
are.
If you don't agree with us, just ask us. We'll let you know.
Yeah, we will change your mind. I don't
fun.
Know why I all of a sudden got the image of tickling somebody under the arms with that one when I said we will change your mind.
We will.
Oh,
come
my
into you. Yeah.
Yes.
So. I don't know. I always felt trapped when somebody started doing that, and then that claustrophobic feeling of being trapped sets in.
Yeah, I'm not crazy about that either. I didn't say they were on top of you holding you down. I said just tickling you under your arms. Did you notice where Tracy went? She wasn't having any fun. She got trapped. So we know she's been tortured somewhere.
Poor siblings. Come on.
Yeah, that's my brother who used to do that. And needless to say, he always weighed 35 to 100 pounds more than me. And, you know, at the time we were kids. And so, yeah. But I had a secret weapon. This is one of the little oddities about me is I could pinch with my toes, and I still can pinch with my toes. I would pinch him, and that would
you know what I call that? I call that monkey. Finger toes.
Oh, I always called it monkey toes.
Yeah.
And being who I am, I had to take it that one step further. So now you know some of my little oddities. I figured if I could pinch with my toes, I should be able to write with them. And by golly, I can do that too.
Really? Wow, yeah. I am absolutely impressed right now.
Yes, who knows? I may choose to write you a letter using my toes. Okay. Back to this particular reality instead of back when I was like 10, 11 years old. I promise.
Well, what do you mean 10 or 11 years old? I thought this was last night.
Well, I'm not admitting to that. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my goodness. Tracy. Okay, anybody who is not on Cat Media 2's Facebook page, our chat room, you need to be there because Tracy just posted. I have to admit, these are some of the ugliest feet I've ever seen. But they are definite monkey toes and painted red, and they've got a banana in them. So apparently they eat a banana or peel it with their feet.
I'm pretty sure I could do better if you want uglier toes than
no,
that.
No, let's not go there. This is hard. I'm going to have to hide this. This is hard for me to look at. Oh, my God. Okay, you guys, again, to figure out what all this laughter is about, and this will be up on the Cat Media 2 Facebook page for eternity. She did post uglier toes.
I did.
But I have to tell you, my sister was a natural redhead, not me. So those must be her feet.
Oh, okay. Well, guess what? I can change this.
No, that's fine. That's fine.
How many more pictures do you want?
No more.
Very accommodating.
Yes, you are. So not only is this show about love, it's about a whole bunch of laughter. And I do hope each and every one of you out there are laughing along with us. And if you choose, you can laugh at me and my monkey toes. That is fine.
I like Linda's comment about hidden talents. I also want to say hi to Karen and Debbie, who have joined us over in the chat room. And hopefully there'll be, let me make a quick sweep through here and make sure nobody else is asking to join us in the chat room just so that we don't miss you guys, because we do want you over there. Cat Media 2 on Facebook. So, okay, I think we got everybody that's asked to join over there. So definitely having a lot of fun over in the chat room. It can end up being a big part of the show sometimes. So we do love it when you guys can join us over there. I know some of you guys are listening on your cell phones, and it's not possible to be in the two places at once. So we do appreciate you. And if you want to go over there later and look at Cherry's feet, by all means, come on by.
I will say I shave them before anybody else sees them. Okay. Just letting you know, people. Okay.
Now, that's so funny.
My goodness. You know, I love today's show because we have had the amazing heart field meditation, but all of this laughter, and this is such a good thing and a good time for it because it's been very serious for a lot of people. So good. And I really am hoping that it has uplifted many people's spirits here because that's what we're all about. Now,
that's a great way to go into, you know, just a week that's going to be pretty full. I know a lot of people have a lot of different events to go to this week. I have different things that I got to go to and get ready for. And that can kind of stress people out when they're trying to squeeze work in and get the shopping done and get prepared for events and gatherings and whatever else. So let's just take this time for us and just be funny and silly and weird and have monkey toes.
We all have that child inside. Let's let that child out to laugh and play. Now, hey, Trace, how do we feel about going to callers?
Well, we have a lot of callers, so let's do that so we can hopefully get to everybody today and see what we can do for you guys.
So, and we do. Our board is packed. So what I'm going to ask everybody out there is be specific with your question. One question only. And we want to know who you are and where you're calling from. And as Tracy said, is sometimes people think that we have to get into the story of everything, and it isn't necessarily necessary. So with that said, I'm going to call a caller with the last four digits, 6949. You are on the air. Who are we talking to? Where are you calling from? And what is your question?
Hi, this is Laura in New Jersey.
Hi, Laura.
Hi, Laura.
Hi. My question, I had an interview about 3 weeks ago for a position up north, and I spoke to the recruiter Wednesday, and she was supposed to get back to me, and she hasn't. So I'm wondering if you see me being offered that position or if you see something else coming for me in the way of work.
Okay. Well, I had something come into my mind really quick, Tracy, or do you want to go first?
Oh, you go ahead. What I'm going to do is I'm going to pull some dragon cards because they were sitting by me. And when you asked the question, I just looked over and I was like, oh, one of these guys wants to pop out. So you go, Cherry. And I'll see
okay. Laura, first of all, we're in Mercury retrograde. There is issues with communication at times during that particular point. And it's really good you haven't been offered the position in this moment because it is something that you would need to change in about a month to 2 months. And it does feel like, yes, you do get offered this position, but you also have another offer coming in. So you're going to be there with a choice. And that's where I really love that Tracy brought in the dragon cards, due to the fact that dragon power is an amazing, amazing power. It's a magic of life. It's strength within life, and it allows you to make very clear set decisions. So don't worry about the hesitation in the job offer. It does come to you. There is also some inner workings about the position and changes coming to it. So I'm also, again, be grateful that you haven't been offered it in this moment because it would have to be adjusted. Tracy?
Okay.
Thank you. Okay, so the Dragon Oracle cards are by Diana Cooper, just to put that out there for you guys. And I drew three cards for you, and all three cards are really about breathing, letting this go, develop a more casual, one of them says, develop your casual chakra. I'm like, I didn't know we had a casual chakra, but there it is. And so basically it's telling you to breathe. We will attract to us way faster when we're relaxed and not in a space of fear around something. So this definitely supports Cherry's reading for you. And it just says, you know, really what these cards are about is just let it all go. Attach it to a nice little helium balloon or something. Let it float away for a little bit. And just enjoy the time you have right now because there's a shift coming. And when that happens, then you'll be ready for it. And you won't be, it's one of those things in hindsight, you look back and you're like, oh, I didn't have to sit there and worry this whole time. You know, I could have enjoyed that time. And I can't tell you how many times I did that in my past where I was like, oh, if I would have just let, you know, trusted that it was going to work out, then I could have enjoyed that last 2 weeks that I was stressing out and worrying and fidgeting and, you know, not enjoying myself. So go out, enjoy family, enjoy your pets, enjoy your kids, enjoy whoever's around you, you know, and just know that this is working out. And that's really what the cards are confirming here, is that you don't have to worry. It's all working out.
It sounds like it might be January or February even before that second opportunity comes through.
I'm going to say one more, reiterate what Tracy just said.
Right.
Don't worry about it. Let it go. See how our human mind steps right into let me grab a problem
or something
to wrap our minds around. So, you know, what was really interesting is Tracy's talking. I am reaching around my desk, distracting myself every way I can. So, and I wasn't sure what that pertained to until you said that question. Distract yourself. Yes. And again, you know, yes, it feels a little bit into January, and that's fine and dandy. Everything's moving along in perfection, okay?
Okay, thank you both. I appreciate that.
Merry Christmas. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you. Bye-bye.
I like that Julia's in the chat room pointing out that Mercury retrograde ends on the 22nd. Woo! I do have to be the Debbie Downer in that and go and remind everyone there is a little bit of a shadow, but it's not as intense. And actually, I've had a really good Mercury retrograde this year or this particular round. But in my defense, I felt like I never got out of the last one. So this one kind of felt like relief from the last one. So, but yes, yay, the Mercury is coming to a nice little close and right in time for Saturn to go into Capricorn, and everybody's starting to make decisions and move forward again. And so it's just astrologically, we're in a really cool time. So
we are. Yes. And so with that enjoyment, we're going to go to caller with the last four digits, 8184. You are on the air. Who are we speaking to, and where are you calling from, and what is your question?
Hi, my name is Keisha, and I'm calling from Georgia. And somebody was saying to me how they how they had everything for Christmas. So I was wondering, do you see me being with somebody for the holidays?
Okay, Trace, do you want to step in on that one?
I'm looking at a card here. Okay, so this card is a dragon that wants you to meditate, reflect, and undergo some metamorphosis, which kind of falls into the whole, it's part of the reason that you don't, or that you're asking this question. Because I don't sense that you won't have that. I just sense that there's something, there's like a wall or something there that needs to be knocked down. So when you're meditating and reflecting, what is that resistance? What's at risk if you have a relationship or have somebody there for the holidays with you? What's at risk? Maybe your story's at risk. Maybe, for me, years ago, I had to ask myself, what's at risk if I XYZ? And for me, it was, I wasn't going to get to be the victim anymore if I changed my story and had these things I say I want. So Even though on a conscious level, that seems like that's an awesome thing, on that subconscious level, being a victim, mm-hmm. what does that mean? It means people are here giving me attention. People, for me, this is what it equated to. I was getting attention for mm-hmm. being in that position. So those things were at risk. So that's the question I want you to ask yourself. And it's not really something you can answer right here necessarily. It's something you need to meditate on. What's at risk if you bring that person in for the holidays? What's going to change? What's going to shift? And then when you get more conscious with that, you are able to make some educated choices on whether that's something you would like to have change or not. So, okay, handing it over to Terry.
Okay. I'm going to go into in a little different direction, because you started it out by stating you were talking to someone who had everything for the holidays.
Claimed they had everything. Yeah.
Yes. And claimed they had everything. And the first thing you focused on was relationship. And so there's a part of you not allowing in the fullness of the heart the heart energy, which is love, with the idea of having a specific partner for the holidays. Now, I don't get an actual love interest. You know, when I say love interest, I'm talking about romantic interest for this particular holiday season. If you push mm-hmm. it, if you just reach out and grab the first person there, you're going to be dissatisfied. You're going to be feeling a little hopeless in it. And I do not like to go into those emotions, but that's the way it is. I won't say quiet desperation, but that word, that terminology comes up. Your holidays do not center around having a partner this year. They center around having a relationship with the importance of who you are and yourself. And that means really start loving who you are. You have the fullness of your holidays that way. You have all the holiday energy and atmosphere in that way. So really focus out and appreciate, one, yourself. Love you. Then start appreciating everything out and around for you. Everybody in your life, everybody you're there, it shows a lot of joy. It shows a lot of happiness. And it just shows really feeling connected and fun times. Now, I do want to address, because you're going, please, I want to know about a romantic interest. This is coming from the back of your mind. Look more towards summertime. And really pursue joining activities. If somebody says, hey, come to a barbecue, go to the, the pool, the lake, or whatever with us, and it'll be a spontaneous event, just say yes and get out there, because But this is a time about you. Okay?
Okay.
Love it. Just say yes.
Sounds good.
There we go.
Right. I was saying the thing. I was thinking the same thing. Like, just say no. Okay.
There we go. Okay.
All right. You have a wonderful holiday season. I'm going to just mention real quick, we have a couple callers on the board that do not have question marks by their number. So I just want to remind people that if you have a question, press the number one. That'll put a question mark by your phone number, and we'll know that you would like us to pick up your call. So number one puts a question mark there. There you go. All right.
Okay. Okay. Hello? We need you to turn down whatever the noise is in the background for caller 1961. You're on the air.
Oh, hey.
Hi.
Yes, thanks for taking my call. My name is Tim, calling from New York, and I just had a question about new job slash career, anything new in the new year. If you
I missed your name. What was your name?
It's Tim. Tim, T-I-M.
Okay. Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
And you're looking at new career, new job?
That is correct.
Okay.
And I caught the name right away because that's my first grandson's name too. So I heard that with that kind of just jumped out. Okay. I'm going to step in real quick. Okay, Trace.
Yep. I'm having fun with these dragon cards. So go for it.
Well, I'm loving you doing the dragon cards today. It's fabulous. It's great.
I don't normally
energy.
Do that, so it's kind of fun to take a new approach to how I'm reading.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay. I love your energy, Tim, and I love the way you're attracting in this new career. And I get, yes, 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 you have golden opportunities coming up in the new year. I want you to look and see what you put in place this year, the stepping stones to an idea of a new adventure in work. And that's the way they're putting it. I want you to notice how high the energy is. That is your creative abilities. It isn't saying that you won't dive into a downtime, because it does show that you go in deeper into yourself and have a little bit of downtime. But then that allows you just to clear from the inside so that you can create on the outside. And it keeps saying golden opportunities, and adventure. So look at all of it as an adventure, and then you move right along. Now, for whatever reason, they're showing a business suit and a briefcase. So this is showing opportunities in an actual mainstream business world. Not that you have to wear that attire, but that's where it's at. So, we've got a really playful group of energy with us today, and it says, go forward and conquer. And I love this because that's your energy. And part of what you're conquering is old fears that you've had and old programs and training that you've had. So, yes. Tracy.
Oh, my
God. What dragon comes with that?
I tell you, Tim, I pulled four cards for you, which is a lot for a radio show reading, but I'm going to make them as quick as I can. Apparently, we have two things we're looking at for you. So if you're not in a relationship, we're going to be talking about that, because two of the cards refer to your relationship. So the first, the work question, though, you got the Black Dragon from Saturn, which is telling you to concentrate, focus on your ultimate vision, and congratulate yourself because you've passed the test. Now, the Earth Dragon is the next one that comes in and says, clear your path and the land around you. Stay grounded. Be ready to serve. Stuck energy is clearing, and you can move forward in life now. So both of these very confirming that something new is manifesting and being created in your life. Now, the next two about a higher love and divine love. We got the dusky pink dragon and the lilac fire dragon, which they're both about transcending and moving into a higher place of love. So that can either mean for yourself, like your self-love, you're raising your vibration there, which may be what's contributing to finding the job of your choice. But it could also mean that you're bringing new love into your life, even if you're in a relationship. Maybe that relationship shifts to an even better place. So you got, I love that the love cards came in for the love show. So there you go. It looks really good for you, Tim. Yeah.
I really appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
I appreciate your time. Thanks a lot.
Yeah. Thank you. You have a wonderful holiday. Bye-bye. Okay. Cherry, you're awfully quiet.
I know. I'm here again. You didn't see my message, but that's okay. Okay. And so.
Oh, I see your message. You went and got
okay.
More tea. Wonderful.
Yes. Oh, okay. I did. Okay. So now, caller with the last four digits, 7834, you are on the air. Who are we speaking to, and what is your question?
Hi, my name is Ashiel, and I'm calling from New York City. My question
is...
Right.
We got New York today. Wonderful.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm ready for love, so I'm trying to see if love comes my way.
Oh, that gives me chills.
Yeah.
And since I'm pulling cards, Cherry, go ahead.
You know, it's interesting. There's a part of you that's being really held back in this. When you're saying you're ready for love. Now, this sounds kind of odd to put out there, but there's a part of you, when you say you're ready for love, says you're ready to put somebody on a pedestal. And so you want to elevate this particular person above you. What I would prefer it is one for you to look at the heart connection, not somebody to elevate up, but to see equality and sharing life together. That's actually going to open the door to attracting in that type of particular person. If you stay with the idea of somebody to put on a pedestal, it feels as if you never actually attain, and that's really catches my attention. I don't use words like never, but it's a challenge for you to attain that true heart connection. So it does show, once you put it out there, a life partner, heart connection, and someone of equal, that you feel very equal to, and in sharing life, that opens the door to attract her in. And so pursue avenues of like-minded people. So it means join activities in those places and spaces that you like. It does show, looking online, many people are very busy with their lives right now, and they aren't getting out into public like they used to. And so it does feel like you have a very promising chance with going online. And I want you to see, you know, you want somebody who you can romance. And that's beautiful. So let it be a romance, but let it also be grounded into the physical world, and that both of you adore each other, not just you adoring her. Okay?
Yeah.
What to say
is really what I'm looking for in terms of, you know, good car, somebody to settle down with, so it makes a lot of sense.
Uh-huh. So, Tracy, what do you get with that, sweetie?
Okay, so these dragons are a lot of fun today. And again, I'm using the Dragon Oracle cards by Diana Cooper. And again, what these cards are telling me is you need to, again, it's another go in and reflect card coming up here. But this one says that when you go in and you meditate and you reflect on what it is you desire, you undergo metamorphosis. Like, you will become the person that attracts that partner. And it's just gives me chills to even read that to you. So do some reflecting on what it is you would like to have in a partner. What does that relationship look like on just an everyday day, where you wake up in the morning, go through your day, get home at night? Just run it through your mind and visualize, what does this relationship look like ideally? And then what we got is we have okay, let's see, which one comes next here? Let's go with the Source Dragon here. It says to be still, so it's still going into this reflection. Be still and magic can happen. Be in the moment. Okay, so be in the moment. I personally, when Cherry was saying that you put people on a pedestal, or, you know, when you get in the relationship, you want to put someone on a pedestal and put them in the light, I thought, boy, that would really sound good on a profile. You'd have all kinds of girls for that, but I don't know. You might get the wrong one. I do have to agree that you lose yourself in a relationship. And so this next card is telling me, don't put that on your profile because you'll attract a lot of women you don't want. But to get back into who you are, be honest with who you are, be true to who you are, and the right person is going to come in, and that's just going to create a most magical relationship. So the Golden Dragon is about just being yourself. Reclaim who you are. Show people your gifts, your talents, and it's going to really bring in the right person for you. And then the last card, again, is that dusky pink dragon that we got earlier, where it just brings you to, radiates you to a higher level of love than you've experienced before. And so you're bringing in, by doing these reflecting and being true to yourself, you're going to bring in a higher level of love than you've had before in the past. Okay?
Okay, sounds good. Make a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Yes. And I do see a relationship, and I do see magic, and I do see a family. So it isn't you're in the process of attracting that now. Okay?
Thank you so much, ladies. Appreciate it.
Thank you. You have a good day. Mm-hmm. Happy holidays.
Bye-bye. Yes. Debbie over in the chat room has a question, and it is, what do the dragons have
dragon
to say
question.
About Yes. What do the dragons have to say about solstice?
Yes, the solstice. Okay, let's see. Let's see if anything jumps out. Oh, goodness. And well, we got the earth and water dragon creates the foundation for new growth. A fresh start is coming with new opportunities. Nurture your ideas and harvest the abundance. I love it. That's a perfect thing for the solstice. It is about new growth and new beginnings as everyone is releasing that old paradigm. It's a perfect card. Thank you, Debbie, for asking.
Yes, because we are in the process of releasing an old paradigm and creating much, much more and much better. Okay, caller with the last four digits, 2301, you are on the air. What is your question? Who are we speaking to? And let's do it this way. What is your name? Where are you calling from? And what is your question?
Okay. This is Julia.
Hi, Julia.
I love
it's
the
all about love for you, girl. All about love.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
I'm calling you from Florida.
Oh.
I'm bilocating. I'm in your chat
people.
Room,
I love
and
you.
Also.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And of course, I am calling about love.
Love is in the air.
Ooh, okay. You know, it's really fun to work with these dragon cards. I keep getting chills when I pull up these cards, and it's like, wow.
Mm-hmm. Well,
so
you know, it really, it feels like that sentence, love is in the air, matches the card, your card or cards you're pulling. So you want to go there first, sweetie?
Okay. So I got the blue dragon, which is from the Pleiades, and it says to prepare, it's preparing you to accept source healing. So whatever it was in your past that needs healed from relationships, that's being done for you. You're being healed from this, and it's an amazing thing. And I just got chills when I was reading it. So that was one of the ones that I was talking about. They're also bringing in the water dragon, which helps you flow easily around obstacles, which I really love that. Who doesn't want that? Let's just flow around those obstacles. It says, the Christ light and love are flowing. Develop your psychic abilities, go with the flow. And, you know, Julia, you do have some beautiful psychic gifts. And I have a feeling you're very empathic, which is why they're working on the healing piece, because you take on a lot of stuff. And so just remember to ground and ask to be released of all that which is not yours to carry, and it helps to clear that out. Okay, so we've got the silver lunar dragon, which is bathing you in divine feminine light, and that's bringing you into balance and harmony and co-creating and cooperation, expanding your... Here's that casual chakra again. I really got to look that up. What is that casual chakra? Okay. So it just feels like everything that's pulling up in these cards is saying, we're getting you ready. And the image I have is like back in a castle where a princess is being prepared for her wedding day or something like that, and she's being bathed and her clothes are being set out and all of this. I just feel like that's what's happening for you, is that they're getting you ready energetically. They are just getting you ready. And exactly. And again, the Earth Dragon card comes up again, where it says all the stuck energy is being cleared. And I just really feel like you're getting a lot of energetic work done on you behind the scenes. And that's why you're feeling lighter and happier and ready. So, okay, Cherry.
Okay, the casual chakra. And the casual chakra is located behind the back of your center head and is the center of your head. And it is one of the higher chakras that Archangel Christiel and Mallory, which is, who has feminine qualities. Anyway, I posted a link on Cat Media 2 Facebook page, so there you go. One of the things I love, love, love about this is when Tracy went into it, what I kept getting was, I want you to list all of your positive attributes. I don't want you to hold anything back from yourself. I want you to write it down as if you are looking at yourself as a person outside of you, and everything that you see is positive. Because somewhere there inside of you, you close the door on you know, all that you have to offer somebody. You know, it's not completely closed. It just shut part way. And they want you to see everything that you have to offer. So that as you do this, you accept it, and it allows others to see this also and then reflect on it. And I don't know if you do potlucks or what, but I kept seeing you going to like a potluck, taking a dish and setting it on the table and actually meeting somebody there. So I don't know if that's literal or metaphoric. And so it's again, having this beautiful offering. And it does feel, as you do this, an honor who you are. And again, the feminine attributes that you have. And it isn't that you're to become the caretaker again, because there's an old relationship in which you were a caretaker. It's let's have a sharer of life. And so, yes, it does show a relationship coming in. Enjoy this time right now and open that door to it. That's what came to me. Yes.
I just had a vision of her signing up for every potluck in the area.
There you go.
I'm in. Awesome. That was beautiful, ladies. Thank you so much. And thank you for all the laughs today. I've really enjoyed the chat room. So thank you.
Oh,
so
good. We enjoy having you in there. I'm so glad you joined us over there. You have a wonderful holiday and enjoy the potlucks.
And
you as well. Thank you so much.
I'm a Merry Christmas person, so Merry Christmas, Happy New Year,
Merry Christmas,
and Happy Holiday, whoever and whatever else is out there. Okay, sweetie.
Okay. Bye. All right. Okay, Cherry, once again, how do people reach you?
Oh, goodness. Go to cherrydivine.com, and everything you need to know about me is right there, and probably things you don't need to know anyway. But
if you go to Cat Media, too, you can see your feet.
Yes. If you want to go there, you can. Or you could go visit Cherry Divine LLC, and that's my Facebook page. Friend me. I love friends. I do love friends. And wow, we just had a whole bunch of people on the chat or on the call in today that we couldn't get to. So we will be back next week. And no, Tracy, I'm going to let you speak too and put out your stuff. But I do want to let everybody know we will be back next week, same time, same channel, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. And Tracy, how do people get in touch with you?
Okay. And don't forget to sign up for Cherry and Vicky's retreat. Vicky will be our guest next week, so tune in so you can hear more about it. How do you get a hold of me? TracyMahan.com, TracyMahan.com. You'll find all my information there. Starting a weight and health management group on my Patreon page starting in January. Please go over there, get signed up to do that. It's only $8 a month. It is an amazing deal. And that is at patreon.com/TracyMahan. If you aren't finding it, go to my website, go to my Facebook page. Come be my friend on Facebook. Tracy Mahan, CHT is my Facebook page, and that's for certified hypnotherapists. Okay, I got it all in. There we go. We got 20 seconds to say goodbye. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Happy New Year. What else?
Oh, yeah. Just happy, happy, happy. Merry, happy, happy, happy.
Oh, just keep laughing and keep smiling, you guys. Love you all. See you next week.
There we go. Bye-bye, everybody.